We're going to try to finish the Hakdama, to finish the introduction to Divrei Chacham Menaches, and to begin the sugya of Chassidus Lamaisa. The Mechaber, the author of Kluger, has been explaining the difficulty for those who are searching for a connection to the Bari Olam, even having found the Sefer Chassidus and having tasted of the Masikas, the sweetness of the Teres of Hashem, being lost and not being able to find a way of life using the Svar Makadoshim. There are other Nisyanis, there are other difficulties that come with this limud of the Torah of Hashem, which he now explains. We know of, he's spoken about this many times. On page 26, the second paragraph, V'chol zois, kasha limud nasa mitoich matorosho kabbalos omachos shamayim. We were talking a lot, when we began learning Eretz HaTorah from Rav Kook, we were talking a lot about the inyan of Torah Lishma. There's a unique requirement when it comes to learning Torah Bechlal. People don't think of it. And it's especially true when it comes to learning Pnimius HaTorah. If a person is learning, if a person is studying math, history, science, the objective is to understand the material. That's the goal, to do your best to understand what you're studying. When it comes to Limud HaTorah, the objective, the goal of Limud HaTorah is Dveikus B'Hashem. That's the Aleph Beis Mechassidus, is to be Mezdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is no greater way to do that. Torah and Tefillah are the strongest ways to connect to the Bari Olam. Therefore, even more than when learning the Nigla, the revealed part of Torah, when it comes to learning Chassidus, and many, many people say, after all of the years, I don't know, I don't see that it's changed me, I don't see any difference in who I am. What often is missing is that the person is not learning with that goal and that objective and that hope of Kabbalos HaMachos Shamayim, of the Limud being a Limud for the purpose of becoming connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukid the Kosev of Rav HaKadosh Baal Imre Yosef Mispinka, the Spinka Rabbi brings Reish HaKdom L'Sifrei, in the introduction to the Imre Yosef, he brings from the Sanzerov, from the Divri Chaim. It says in Pasuk, Kvayd Elokim Hafte Dover, Ukvayd Melochim Chakor Dover. The honor of Hashem, Kvayd Elokim, is Hafte Dover, is to cover and to hide something. Kvayd Melachim, but when it comes to the covet of kings, then the covet of the king is Chakor Dover, to investigate, to look further. So the Kvayd Elokim is when something remains concealed. Kvayd Melachim is Davke to reveal. So Divrei Chaim says a very beautiful thing. Shim Ha'odam writes a Lumad Velasik B'Pnimius, if a person wants to learn Chassidus, and what's this person's objective, what's his goal? V'matara shel yediyas kvayd elokim greida. He wants to know more about Hashem. Kvayd elokim means he wants to have a better grasp, a better understanding of Elokus, which is itself a very, very noble, a very noble thing to want. He wants to have a grasp, he wants to have a better understanding of the Ribbono shel Olam. That's his goal. Now, even though that's a very choshev thing, that's very good, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis of learning Torah Bechlal, and especially Chassidus, is Kvayd Melachim, which means that the Divrei Chaim says, Choseh Bo HaHamloch El Hashem Zbaruch. If a person is learning Chassidus to make himself more knowledgeable, to make himself more choshev, to make himself more educated, then he's missing the ikka tachlis of what chassidus is. And then the teres chassidus doesn't open up to that person. It doesn't change that person's life. It's still good. It's better than not learning. But it doesn't open up that person's life, Tasha. Kvod Elokim. If God is some distant concept, then haster davar, it remains hidden to you. But kvod malachim, but if your tachlis in learning the svarim is kvod malachim, which means kabbalas al malchus shemayim, kabbalas al malchus shemayim, to be mamlech Hashem, to be an eved Hashem, that's the person's tachlis in learning chassidus. Kvod malachim, hakar davar. He says, if the person is learning chassidus pnimius with the goal of yedias kvod elokim greida, to know more about Hashem, the interesting ideas, or like everything is called now hashkafa and machshava, if chassidus becomes part of your hashkafa curriculum, or part of your machshava, or machshavas Yisrael, and it's another part of Limud HaTorah that is being used to fulfill that purpose of educating, as opposed to the purpose of Hamlachas Hashem Mekabalos Al Malchus Shemayim. The Chosu Bayi Hamlach Hashem Mizbach Hazai Hasta Davar. Hayinu Shemutav Yustam Menu Zalimud. It's better that he not learn it. Says the Divrei Chaim says that it's hidden from you, and even if you try to learn it, it doesn't. So it's another subject. So you major in Chassidus, you can write your term papers, you can write a PhD. Plenty of people write books on Chassidus. Now you go, you could probably go into Amazon.com on the Chassidus department. I never saw it, but I'm sure there's already a whole list of books on Chassidism and Jewish mystical thought. And it's an interesting thing, and you want to hear more about it. And even if a person is a Shomer Mitzvah, that's still part of what's called Kvod Elokim. But Kvod Malachim, it's not that Hashem is out there, Elokim, to study about and to read about, like to be in a university or in a museum. It's Kvod Malachim. I want to know how I could be Mamluch Hashem in my life. How could Hashem be my king? My father, my king, how could I be Makabal or Mahu Shemayim? He says, Ram, Imbolakav Kedei Lahamlech HaSakadosh Baruch Hu. But if your tachlis and learning Svarim HaKadoshim is Lahamlech HaSakadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds obvious, but it's not. If the tachlis is Lahamlech HaSakadosh Baruch Hu, and a person should say that. Should say that when he opens up one of the Svarim HaKadoshim to sit down alone to say, Hinani Mukhram Zul Mekayim, Mrs. Baruch Yisbaruch. And to say l'shem yichu kuchu b'chshchante liyachid shem yud kibavav v'yichrishem shem koyis v'hamal chalai aboriz baruch shemoy ayidei limud teres v'schus rabbi sol b'sham v'schus chalak tzadikim talmide b'sham v'schus rabbi shemoy chayim rabbi nachman v'fegin sol b'sham all the tzadikim that through my limud, through what I'm learning now, that I should be a better Jew. It's true with all Torah. When you learn a black Gemara also, we spoke a lot about that in Ayers HaTorah, but especially when it comes to Pnimius HaTorah, which is kvod Malachim. That I should be able to serve Hashem bekavanah. I'm learning this Torah, I'm learning this Limud. Why? I'm learning this with the kavanah, l'kadish ramach evarai. That my limbs, my organs should become holy, that I should become a Jew that's holy. Not just to be a Jew that knows more. That's Kvod Elokim. That's also okay. Not to major in Hasidic studies. Kvod Malachim. Then, if it's Kvod Malachim, Azai Chakor Davar. Then Hashem says, oh, and then go weiter. Chakor Davar. Then go deeper and deeper and deeper. If it's Kvod Elokim, if that's what you use, then Hasta Davar. It's better to leave it a secret and better to leave it hidden. And to stick to your regular curriculum. But if your intention is Kvod Malachim, Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim, then Chakor Davar. Then go weiter. Then look more into it. Kiyadua Ba'ahali Tzadikim, Ba'ahali Chassidus, is here Ma'odim Liyos Maskil Greida. It's very well known that in all the different Bati Midrashim of Chassidus, the Tzaddikim warned how we have to be so careful not to be maskilim. A maskil, they're not referring to a maskil like we, you know, the maskilim from the Enlightenment or Reform movement. We're not talking about those maskilim. A maskil means to be an intellectual. Chassidus has a very strong distaste for intellectuals. Not for intelligence. There's a tremendous respect for intelligence. But Chassidus has no patience at all for intellectuals. To be a maskil. To be a maskil is not a madrega in Chassidus, to be a maskil. To be an intellectual. Hanoite lircha is yedem muskolais. A person who is inclined, who always wants to accumulate more information, the muskolais. That's what intellectuals are all about. To understand more, to gather more information, and so on. Umisrachik ma'avodas Hashem shbarach b'kol, but be far removed from the actual service of Hashem. V'koy omar achachem. And there's an expression among the Hasidim. Moyach kar, the lev kar, if somebody has a cold mind and a cold heart, maskil. That's called a maskil. A cold mind. A cold mind. That doesn't mean it means it's a good mind. It's cold. Cold mind and a cold heart is a maskil. Moyach cham, the opposite of that, is also not the tachlis. A warm mind or a mind that's hot. A mind that's warm. The lev cham, together with a heart that is warm, that's a baldimian. We're going to talk a lot about that. Baldimian, what does that mean, Baldimian? Dimyainus. Fantasy. Why? What's that? He has a mayach, I mean, he has a mind that is rich and filled with imagination, together with a heart that is a very, very warm, a fiery heart. Many, many times that such a person, if he's not careful, is a Baldimian. He's a Baldimian. We spoke about that many, many times. Also in the Arisa Tshuva. It's about demyainis. Fantasy, delusion, jumping and screaming by Shabbaton an hour later. V'nahapechu. All such similar scenarios. Demyainis. Could have a very warm mind. A mind, again, that's colorful and rich and has depth and so on. Together with a heart that is also warm and on fire. Could very easily lead that person to being a big baldemianus. You see, this could say that baldemianus. I have to give more siyurim of this. We talk about this all the time. 6 months he's going this and mikveh and siyurim. He's running to umman. He's running to this. He's running to kivet tzaddikim. And he's tumulting. He's tumulting. He doesn't understand how someone doesn't go to umman. How could you not go to umman? What's the matter with you? And he said, "What do you mean? You never heard of umman last week." No, how could you not go to Uman? You don't know what it means, and there's no Jew without Uman. And even by Uman, and what's Demyainis. All kinds of Demyainis. Lo chaser. There's no shortage of Demyainis. And Baal Demyainis. Who are usually very, very sweet and likable people. Usually, because that comes with a Mayacham and a Leivcham. They're very, very lovable, wonderful people, but wacky. Doesn't mean crazy. Just there's no seder, there's no avoda. It's like very, very high and very low, and not consistent. Demyainis, and all the time thinking that you know, closing their eyes because they remember something, you know, from this Torah, and they think that as they say these words that malachim yichapeis and chilur ha'adiyachet that the malachim are all dancing in shemayim with it. Demyainis. So that could be a baldimian. It's a dangerous type. Mayach kar, so then a mayach kar, listen, a cold mind, but the lev cham, a warm heart, chassid. That's a chassidish yid. That's a tachlis. Mayach kar, it means to understand in a clear, incisive way, to try to understand something clearly, but the heart is a heart that is alive and warm. That's a chassid. I'm sure many of you remember, I've said over the years many times that that there was a misnagid that asked the Tzemach Tzadik, that he didn't understand why is it that what's the difference between the chassidim and the misnagdim? He said, the chassidim, you put on tefillin, we put on tefillin. You learn Torah, we learn Torah. You daven, we daven. What's the difference between? So the Tzemach Tzadik said, you could have two chicken soups that have the exact same ingredients. The only thing is that this one is warm and this one is cold. He says that by the chassid, it's the same ingredients, but it's warm. And the other has the same ingredients, but it's cold. The heart is cold. This also doesn't mean that the only requirement is a warm heart. You have this a lot with shidduchim, that someone says, I want, a girl will say, I want like a chassidja type of a fellow. So what does that mean? You want someone that thinks about Mamali Kalaman, Mesoyvav Kalaman, Lais also Ponimine, you want that type? No, what does that mean? So what do you mean? You want a guy that lives in Nusquit? No. You want a guy with a strimal? No. Beard, payas? No. So what do you want? After you talk a bit, I want a nice guy. I want a warm person. I want somebody that's nice, that's warm. That became now, that's called now a chosn. Somebody that's warm and not judgmental, has a sense of humor, you know, fun to be with. That became like that's also demyonis, that's chassidus. If you think that Mendel Kotzke was fun to be with, the other tzaddikim were like that too. The Alter Rebbe was also not like a blast. But the heart being warm is not what people now think that means. Stam, a warm heart, to be friendly. To say, oh, it's Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem, that's where it shines a chassid. Because he says, Shalom Aleichem, and the other guy doesn't say Shalom Aleichem, that he's a misnagi. That became chassidus, you know. That's not chassidus, and the long coat's also not chassidus. Is it more likely that you'll find a smile? Could be. I don't know if there are any studies made. Most likely. That you'll find, someone was just telling me, that this guy was telling me that he's a fellow that was very much off the beaten path of Yiddishkeit, and he was spending Shabbos in Muncie. He's a friend of his. They got together. The guy's parents, their French parents, were away, and they were doing bad stuff over there in the house Friday night. And he said they were walking Shabbos morning, and there's a chassidish yid standing on his porch, and he says, Yidden, and he said, they looked here, and he says, I need some friends over here. Have Kugel, have some, come in. These are guys who are like with the old crazy look and everything. And this fellow just told me that this guy Mahamish became their best friend and saved their lives, and two of them, he sent them to Israel and he paid for everything. He brought them in. And they said, all right, why not? We'll have some fun, we'll go in with this guy. He sounds like he's a nice guy. And he went in there, and he was Mahamish Makar with him. You have even like that, and I see them also, they do the same thing. Was a study made to say it's more like this or more like that? That's not what it means. It could be, it's more like this, like that. That's not the point. But it means a lev cham. We're going to learn about it. What does that mean? A warm heart. So moyach kar, a cold mind. Thinking carefully, analytically, but with a warm heart, chosid. This could be compared to a time when someone's life is in danger and you have to save someone's life. On the one hand, you see a person who's in trouble, you have to have a warm Jewish heart to care, to go out on a limb to help the guy. But what happens if you have a mind that's warm? You know, if things are warm, they like congeal, you know? They just like get mushy when it gets cooked. So on the one hand, you have to have a warm heart because you have to be filled with that ahavas Yisrael to go and to help this Jew, to save this person. But at the same time, if your mind is warm, you might come up with all kinds of ridiculous aces. The mind has to be clear. The mind has to be cold. Cold meaning it has to be, you have to analyze things carefully. I want to save this person. My heart is filled with rahmanas. But how can I help this person? For that, a warm mind with demyainas, that's very, very nice, but that's not going to help the guy. So what might help that guy is by Davka saying no to him, right? At that moment. It might not be yes, it might be no. How to help this person. For that you need a moyach kar. The mind has to be cold. The heart warm, mind cold. Something to always remember. Midach moyach kar, hayodeh la'achlit l'loy regesh. Because when you have to make that split-second decision, how to help somebody, to save someone in Eitzah, if the mind is hot, so then it's in that state of being overcooked. You can make all kinds of mistakes. You have to be able to see things and to analyze, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and to make a decision. And it could be sometimes in a split-second decision. And that decision has to be one that's not coming from emotions. It has to be with a seichel. To be able to see reality for what it is. Remember, a person who has a moyach cham, the one with the mind that's cooking, the one whose mind has been very, very much taken over by imagination and feelings, that person's mind oftentimes does not see reality for what it really, doesn't see reality, doesn't understand what's going on. The mind has to be cold. A person whose heart and mind are warm, are hot, he's not going to be able to do this. He can make the wrong decision. He's not thinking in a clear way. Gam zesh amaycha v'li baykarim. On the other hand, God forbid, someone's mind is cold and the heart is cold. V'adishim. Adishim means apathetic, insensitive. A heart that's insensitive, a heart that doesn't care. Rak hamishalech kar maychai b'chaim libay. Only a person who's able to integrate a cold mind and a warm heart. Matim l'hatzola, he's the person you want to have there in that situation of an emergency. In an emergency situation, you want to have somebody with a clear head and a good heart, right? That's the person you need. If it's a good heart and a warm heart and a warm mind, so he could end up together in the quicksand with you. He could end up in the same trouble as you are. So now you're both in trouble. And he looks at you and says, I really meant to help you. Shkoich, now we're both in this. But I had such feelings for you. I had such achmanis. I wanted to help you. To save other people and to save oneself. It's with a cold mind and a warm heart. Yehudi ha-nilcham al nafshe helukis. As I said a second ago, it's not just about saving other people. That's beautiful, but it's about saving ourselves. We're living in this world. There's a constant war. We're fighting for our nefesh helukis. We're fighting for our nefesh helukis. That we should be Jews who live according to the will of the deepest part of who we are, the nefesh elokis. Therefore, motzui kol shoa betafkid shel hatzola. We're all members of hatzola, trying to save ourselves, trying to pull out the nefesh elokis from the quicksand, from the shmutz of the nefesh Bahamas, to rescue the nefesh elokis, the lost princess. That's our whole lives. Everybody's in Hatzalah. Valkain, therefore, Nitzrach Tomin L'Shneim Gam Yachad, therefore you have to always have these two, a cold mind and a warm heart. A klal, always to remember that. Ches Yesh L'Hadgish, Glima Chassidus Epinimiyas, She'iker Hespek Alimud, Hine Ve'ichusa V'lai Bekamusai. Whereas in Nigla, when you're learning Nigla, when you're learning Tanakh, or you're learning Gemara and so on, there's a certain limud of Bekiyas, meaning that there's a certain amount of time that you put in just to cover a lot of ground, to get through the material. And there's a beginning to have that as part of your way of learning, to cover a lot of material. But when it comes to Pnimiyas HaTorah, that's not the case. By Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Inyan is not Bechlal.
to cover a lot of material. It's not being used.
She'ikah hespek alimud hainu be'eichusai v'lai be'kamusam. With Pnimius HaTorah, it's always the eichus, it's always the quality, not the quantity. Even if you have to go over that same piece 100 times, there's no test in this, there's no amount that you have to finish by any time. Here, again, if the tachlis is kvoid melachim, to be mamluch Hashem, then the avoid is chakor, chakor, chakor. More and deeper to understand that, how can this piece that I'm learning in Tanya or in Kedushas Levi, in Sfas Emes, or whatever it is, how could this help me to be a better servant of Hashem? So it's always a question of eichus, of quality, of loikamus. The ikur is always the oimek, the depth, not the reichav, not the breadth, not the amount. It's better a person should walk around with one tire. You could sit in Lakuta Maran for your whole life. It's better to sit hacking on one tire and going in that tire more and more and more with the eitzes, with the tefillos, more and more and more to work in that tire until it's mesiyashiv in your heart and it changes your life. Then chap chap, another tire, another tire. The ikur is havanas advaram, understanding v'harga shosam, to feel that tire that you're learning. To understand it, again, cold mind, to understand and to feel with a warm heart. Pitucham the machshava, to develop, to understand the machshava. Ubedibur, v'harchavasam betchushais ha-nefesh, that these thoughts of trying to understand this Torah and the words of saying over the Torah should expand, should push forward to the Tchushais HaNefesh. This is what we're learning in Tanya in the morning. Tchushais HaNefesh v'hizboinenus eich lahafikam b'chaye ha-maise. And constantly being mizboinen, how can I apply this to my life? This is what the Sefer is all about. How could I apply this machshava to my life? Not just another time, another time. How could I, to go over it and to understand it, and then to feel it and to bring it into the Lamaisa. Page 27. Tesefes Hergish Vahavana. What we're looking for is adding more Hergish and more feeling and more understanding. Not one without the other. Together. Hergish, heart, and Havana, mind. Hami'ir es ha'chaim, that illuminates our lives. The chut sayre shel or chadash, with a strand like a hair strand of like a beautiful chut of or chadash, of new light. Hamakarev la'Hashem Yisbarach, that brings us, that draws us closer and closer to Hashem Yisbarach. Nechshev es tachlus umatar, that's the tachlus. A little bit of a strand of a hair of light that brings me ever so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the tachlis. Not to know more. That's the tachlis. Yeser al hasbaka shel oidav. That's more important than finishing another page. Again, here there are no tests. There's no expectations. It's not like the other things in Nigla where you're being tested, you're going up in yeshiva, or you have to, you know, you end up at some place with someone, you know, issues, so what are you learning, and then you have to try to show that you know something. You don't have that over here. The whole point here is avodas pnim, who you are, not what you know, what you could say over. Ha'odam chafetz mitiva lahaspik. It's the nature of a person to want to cover ground, to get stuff done. It's a healthy part of a person to want to cover ground, to accomplish. And accomplishment is often measured in such a way. My wife just showed me last night. There's a yid that was being interviewed. He's a person that works in a Jewish organization. A shomimitz, a very, very fine person. I happen to know him. A lovely person. And he said a lashon that he shouldn't have said, that the toast came out from his mouth. He said he's involved in an organization, a Jewish organization. He does a lot of good things. He said, the nusach was that it's not important how you get someplace. What's important is one thing, succeeding. That's altogether a geisha thing to say. It's such a thing. They printed it in this religious magazine. Such a thing to say. It's not important. In other words, the tachlis is that to be successful. So he took that from from Wall Street or someplace. So it's wonderful we have a mahalach like that in Yiddishkeit. That's the tachlis. Success is bechlal by Elam's business. It's not my business at all. The whole thing, all there is working for something. That's all there is. Success and failure, this was have to do with me. That's all there is. Somebody should write a letter to that, but I'm not, and probably no one will. And it's not. And he's a really nice guy. If you told you, I'm sure he didn't mean it that way, but it came out in such a way, like corporate America, Jewish institutions. That's not true. That's not true. Ha'olam chafetz mitiv lahaspik. Yeah, there is such a teva. What did I accomplish? What did I get done? Because it's very healthy to want to come out with something. You go into something, whether it's a business, whether it's learning something, and you want to come out with something. No tachlis. At least some distance I covered. Somewhere I got. Kivas derech means at least a short distance I got somewhere. When you become very frustrated, if you're learning a Gemara, if you're learning a page in the Parsha, and you're sitting on the same page for a long time, it's frustrating. You want to feel it, and you should try to cover ground. Many, many people give up learning because of that. They don't feel that they're getting anywhere. And that's true when it comes to learning, Nigla. There is truth to that. Also, there, of course, it has to be carefully balanced. But there is truth to it. That's why many people, if they're not going to learn, you have to learn them in halacha to see, has the halacha come out? I'm learning seven blat in this mesechta. I don't know what's the lamaisa, what does it mean? So there's certainly to cover and to get the time. But we have to understand, ki bepnimius. But when it comes to learning pnimius atayra, when it comes to learning chassidus, pnimius, Mashmo is kivats derech, the meaning of covering ground, of distance, of how you measure distance. It's not with kilometers, not with miles, not with pages. That's not how you measure distance by the amount of pages you've turned. It's different. Ikara el hashpoz hanilmad b'mayach ubelev. Covering distance means that my heart and my mind are moving forward. Not that the pages are turning necessarily. However long it takes to turn that page, the ikir is kvaid melachim chakar dava. Kvaid melachim. Even it means 100 times. Kvaid melachim chakar dava. The mayach ubelev. Haloim dem chasidus tes. Haloim dem chasidus v'sheinam. Those Jews who learn chasidus, we're talking about in a real way, who are learning chasidus, not in this way, just becoming smarter, whatever, but who are learning chasidus, haloim dem chasidus v'sheinam, compared to those who are not learning chasidus, mitzuyim b'shnei olamos. They live in two different worlds. They're both Jews, but they live in different worlds. Anybody who knows this Indian from inside knows that it's true. People are careful not to talk about it so much in Sibur, in public, but whoever knows this, who's ever from the inside, knows that this is true. They live in two different worlds. Ela oiskim yomam v'layla b'torah mitzvos. Wonderful Jews that are learning day and night Torah, and they're doing mitzvah, keeping mitzvahs. Beautiful. Ach ba'oimek nafsham, but in the depths of their souls, adayim v'chapsim neshama v'chayim, they're still looking for a soul and for life. And they know that they haven't found it if they're honest. They haven't. In what they're doing. Maybe it used to be, maybe there were some very, very great people, maybe once upon a time, but not now where we're holding now, Beifus and Mashiach. But Oymek Navsham Adayim Nechapsim Neshama V'chayim. Ve'ela Haloim Dem Chassidus. Now those who learn Chassidus, Be'emes, who are learning Chassidus, Oyeskim B'Torah V'Mitzvus, they're also keeping, learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs. But b'matara, but their learning of Chassidus has energized and transformed everything that they're learning, everything that they're doing in the Yiddishkeit, and had given it all that one objective, that one tachlis, that one goal. B'matara, chipus acha chipus, looking and searching and searching. Kvayd malachim chakor davar, legalis kvayd malchus yisbarach b'briya b'nefesh. To reveal Hashem Yisbarach in the world and in myself. Everything becomes colored by that. Everything becomes lifted up by that. Every single mitzvah, every single piece of Gemara, every single chesed, it all becomes part of that avoida of chakor davar, searching for the master of the world. Umu eres mitoicham shalva v'simcha, and there is a light that shines from within these people learning be'emes, chesed, be'emes, a light of shalva, of certain peacefulness, a certain tranquility, the simcha and joy. Chedva pnimis tahira, a pure inner joy. Lo yu'uman ki yasupa. Oitzim ka'echa tzadikim. No one could believe, it's impossible to describe, to tell over, the unbelievable ka'echa of the tzadikim, the strength of the tzadikim. The kavir hashpa'osam aloim de rucham, and the great unbelievable influence they have over those who attach themselves to their Torah, to the tzaddikim's Torah. And when you're learning a piece from Kedushas Levi, the whole Kedushas Levi, the Bidichu himself is in those words. And when you learn a piece from Marinayim, when you're learning Tanya, when you're learning Sos Emes, you're learning so the Tzaddik, that it's impossible to describe the Hashpor of the Tzaddik. That we learn from the Marinayim, I spoke about it in Lag BaOmer, I think maybe by the Pizetsnes a few years ago. That when you learn, I think about the when you're learning Mar'ei Naim, the Mar'ei Naim explains that when you're learning all this from a Kedoshim and you're mizdabik to that Torah, it's mamish like you're going into the kever, to the grave of that tzaddik, and you're throwing yourself on the grave and you're satech on his kever, and you're connecting yourself ruach b'ruach, your ruach to his ruach. When you learn his Torah in a real way, it's mamish like being by the kever of the tzaddik and being mizdabik to the tzaddik. Ad kedekach, and the hashpor that tzaddik has. Tzufah shal mamish. Something that moves you in a real way. Not a dimyon. Mitzad al tzad. Shakes you. Turns your life around. Hefeches libam. It turns your heart over. V'mahalach shanush nesayim. A year or two go by, and you'll see Milev Evan from having a heart that's stone, a cold heart, Milev Basa to a fleshiger heart. A heart that's warm. A heart that's soft, that's meat. Rach, gentle, the nichna, hakarv yesh l'Hashem Yisbarach, that's humbled and closer to Hashem. Limud ha-Torah HaKadoshah. When a person learns Torah, meaning Nigla, Shas, Halacha, Tanakh, and so on, when a person learns Torah, b'ikvayis ha-yis'askus ba-hakarvus ha-chasidus, together with learning Chasidus, together with the limud of Chasidus. Again, not just as another part of your curriculum because you want to also know Chassidus, but in this way of Kvod Malachim, Bikva says Askus Bakar Chassidus, Mach Pil Hashpa'os HaRuchanis, then you're doubling, it really means more, it means like you make squaring it. No, that's not a word like that? I don't know. It's more than doubling, it's huh? Oh, that's very good. I wasn't thinking of that. So that, right, but that's true. It has an exponential effect upon that limud ha-Torah. It takes it to another place. It takes it to an entirely different place. Machbil hashpa'os ha-ruchanis al nishmas ha-adam. We're going to talk about that mitsham later. Ha-adam nase tzomei v'kama yoyser. A person becomes thirsty. And he longs more and more, laharbis b'tayra, to learn more Torah. Not that the Chassidus gets you to learn less Gemara, but yeah, the Chassidus wants you, through the Chassidus you want more and more Torah, you want more and more Yiddishkeit. Not that it takes you away from other things. Hamav Yosel Hashem, that brings you closer to Hashem. Hamitzvah Samaisis doesn't take you away from mitzvah, it's just the opposite. When a person learns Chassidus in the right way, then the mitzvahs ma'isis, then the practical mitzvahs that we do, the physical mitzvahs, hamiskaimas hala behiduran, that you try to keep to perform mitzvahs in a way of hither, beautiful, not just to be yaitzeh, but to do the mitzvah mamish in a mehudadik, a beautiful way. Boz b'yesa machshav v'ratzon, you do the mitzvahs with more thinking and with more ratzon, with more desire. Hatzir ha-makazi sh'olav soif ha-kol, the axis upon which everything turns. Hu ratzon Hashem is barach, only what could I do to give nachas ruach to Hashem, to do what Hashem is barach wants. V'giloi k'vayd malchusa ba'olam k'vayd malachim ha-kor davar, to reveal more and more kavod of Hashem in this world. Ha'imdim min achutz, those who stand outside, there's still some holdouts that stand outside of this. Ha'omdim min achutz. V'gam oylim u'mis'alim b'maylus romois b'chelek ha'mitzvus v'lim tarakdash. Even very fine Jews who are very careful with mitzvahs, and they're learning a lot, and they know how to learn, and they're increasing their understanding of Torah. Ach lo yitamu tam chayim shel kirvus elokim u'dveikus higoyim v'leiv. They haven't tasted the taste of that life, of kirvus elokim and dveikus that comes with chassidus. Svurim, they always think, not always, but these people think, the ones who are outside think, the cold mind, cold heart think, ki meduba kan al demyoinis, this is demyoinis, this is demyoinis, the person is about demyon, he's talking about demyoinis, kirvus elokim, Dveikus b'Hashem, Ahavas Hashem, it's all demyoinis. What does that even mean? There's no shaychus to it. And we're talking about a person who learns a lot. So those who are on the outside, look at those on the inside as being filled with all kinds of demyoinis. And the ones who are bigger balmidis say, don't talk about it, don't, but they tolerate it, and they have a certain feeling of affection for those on the inside. The ones who are not such big balmidis, they make fun and ridicule and so on. And what's the end of this story? The end is, I've seen myself so many times over the years. She says in a second. He says, "Kim duba kan al dimyos amadreges de lav kol meicha sovil da." So the ones on the outside say, "This is you're talking about feelings, madreges that it's not for our generation. It's not it's not shaykh for our generation. Our job is just to keep mitzvahs and to learn Torah. And at some point after you die." I mean, the ones that are still young and they still listen to Shmuz will say, you'll eventually feel it. And some boy would ask his Rebbe, do you feel it? I'm saying because someone told me that he wants to ask that in Yeshiva. Because one of the boys was honest and said that there was a certain American Mashgiach that was giving a Shmuz about something and about this, and the Havas Hashem. And so the boys, they start to ask, we don't feel anything. We don't feel anything. We have no cheshek at all for anything. So this person said, you keep on doing it and eventually you'll feel it. So one of the boys said, do you feel it? Honestly, God, do you feel it? That's what he asked. Can you imagine? He asked that to Shmuz. Do you feel it? Because they saw in him that his davening was not, it wasn't like a heart. There was a boy who was saying, do you feel that? And I was, you're 50, 60 years old. I'm 18 years old. The kid's saying, I don't want to be like you when I'm 60. Is there another way? Because I don't want to be somebody that's 60 years old and saying over a shmuz about how one day the 18-year-old is going to love Hashem. I don't want to be that. Is there a way to do that in my life instead of talking about it and telling young people that they're eventually going to feel it when you know that you don't feel it yourself any more than I do? And you know 1,000 times more than me. So what do I have to look forward to? I'm never going to be as big a Talmud Chacham as you. The kids understand this. I'm never going to be as big a Talmud Chacham as you, Rabbi. You're a big Talmud Chacham. I'm not so smart. I'm not going to be a big Talmud Chacham like you. So a Kol HaPachas, maybe I could love God and be close to God and be a good Jew, right? Can you please tell me how I'm going to do that instead of telling me that if I just do what I'm doing now, eventually it'll happen to me when you know that it hasn't happened to you and you're much smarter than me and you know much more Torah than I know and I'll never know as much Torah as you know. And you still, it's so clear to each and everyone over here that you'd rather not be in shul. You'd rather not be davening. He didn't say all this, this might. he just said, Rebbe, you feel it. He just says, Rebbe, you feel it. So the ones who are standing on the outside, they'll say, no, this is, what you're reading about here in the Sasemes is not the Mjainis, it's the Mjainis. So what is real? So they'll say what's real is if you learn to the Musa Svarim. The Musa Sefer says that you're the biggest Rashi, the biggest Mushkas, the biggest Novel. There isn't anything you've ever done in your life that's pure and that's good and that's real. So that, they'll say, oh, that's right. That's true. That's true. But the other thing is talking about Nefesh HaLakis and Dveikas Bashem, that's Binyanis. So what's going to be? Well, we see what's going to be. We see what happens. More articles will come out. More articles. New articles. What's going on? What's wrong? New articles. And what happens in the end? She says, these are concepts that we don't know. We're not able to understand. We just have to just do. We don't understand. They're dead wrong. The whole Torah, and especially the Torah of Hashem, which those who learned from the PSS and learned Mavaya Sharm, learned that you know that the whole Tachlis of Torah of Hashem is Dir V'Tachtanya Mamish. The first thing that Baruch Shalom said to our father Avraham Avinu was what? What were the words? Two words, no? Lech Lecha. It says in Chabad Svam, Lech Lecha is the Oasis Lichloch. What does Lichloch mean? Dirt. What is that? Lech Lecha is the Isis, Lichluch, filth. Why? Because the Baruch Shalom is saying to Avraham Avinu, you want to be a Yid, I'm going to tell you what it means to be a Yid. To be a Yid means that when you're in the filth and the dirt of this world, it means to be a Yid. It's Leib HaShemayim. I have Malachim. It means how could you be an Erlich Yid, how could you be an Eved Hashem? In Lech Lecha, where? Into this world I sent in the Neshama. What's the whole world? The whole world is one big Lichluch. Just because you think you live in a house because they polished up the floor, you hired somebody to shine your floor, therefore it's not lichluch. The whole world is lichluch. That's lechluch. That's what it means, lechluch. It's davke, b'hai alma, davke in this world, a deer b'tachtoinim. Mr. Lubavitcher used to always say, there's an alechtik a deer. To make a deer of Hashem in this world and to change the dirt into something that's beautiful. Not to go away from the world. So these people from the outside, they say, ah, all this stuff, it's in the Himmel. This is like, yeah, they're, at this point, there's no one that's going to say that the Noam HaMelech wasn't a tzaddik. No one would say that. Even the biggest misnagid, they would be afraid to use these lashanos to say the Baditcha, the Tani. They all say, oh, no. Even Rabbi Nachman, the biggest misnagid of Nachman, everybody says his zich was a big, big tzaddik, but it's not shaykh to anybody. He's saying things. He knew what he was talking about for himself, but it wasn't anything for us. Just the opposite. Those who are talking about how filthy Jews are were talking about other people, not about Jews. Those who are talking about how low a Jew is, they didn't get it. They weren't talking about Jews. What do you mean? You see there are Jews who are lost in filth? That's not the emes, it's not the pnimius of the Yid. They were talking about the chitzanius of the Yid. That's what you believe in, just the chitzanius. You're not a mammon. Then you're not a mammon. It's the chitzanius of the whole world, what do you see? Lichluch. That's all. And the Baruch Shem says, Lichlucha. Into the Lichluch. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu went into the cloud. Into the darkness. That's it. Lebeshwan, he carved a lach out of my eye, the fiche will above the last size of a kid. Carved a lach, it says in Pasuk, carved a lach out of my eye. It's very near to you, it's very close to you. And everybody knows that the whole Tanya, which is the Sefer HaYisoid of Chassidus, is built on that Pasuk. That's the whole Tanya is built on that Nakuda. Of Kikarv Elacha Dharmay. And those who are against it, only the people who never learned it, those are the ones who, they say, nah, it's very, very holy, but it's far away. It's far away. And therefore, you're doing this stuff, you're learning these things, you're Baal Dimyon. You're also in the clouds. Stam Baal Dimyon. And remember that there is a large share of Baalei Demyanis that they give Chassidus a bad name. It's not like there's a shortage. So they see the Baalei Demyanis. So they'll always say, oh, look at these, the Nanach Nachs and this and that. And you know, that how the Misnagim always have a way to, people are negative, always have a way to go to that place of something where there's a weakness or there's something that's silly. And of course, the holier the thing, the more there are going to be holes and cracks. That's how it is. Ma'isim Shebechol Yom.
And this is what I said before, that I myself have seen so many times, I already stopped counting. Ma'isim b'chol yon, she'boigrim asher be'ovar tovu v'tomu ma'oid alimut pnimius. The same Jews who in the past they were making fun even and saying, what are you learning these things? It's crazy. However it happened, one reason or the other. Many times because I've seen people that I knew that they became teachers, they became rabbanim. And the people they saw, they're losing the people. And someone said, why don't you learn with them a little in the Nesiva Shalom? So I think the Nesiva Shalom is a little bit, maybe. It's not a real Chassidish Sefer. It is. And and then they see that, you know, instead of two people coming to my shir and they're both asleep, I all of a sudden have here 20, 30, 40, 50 people come. I was having a conversation last night with a beautiful Yid. A beautiful Yid in New Jersey was telling me that the Yidin, Amam is Smeim Ludvar Hashem. Smeim Ludvar Hashem. He didn't have to tell him, but I see the people at Smeim Ludvar Hashem, that they're thirsting for the Dvar Hashem. So sometimes, God forbid, a person went through some difficulties. And then all of a sudden he found that he was looking for something in Pnimius. And it wasn't doing it for him. The Mishnah Berurah didn't do it for him at that point. So he was looking for Pnimius. Whatever it is, they somehow ended up. Uli Konis Besach, they came into the world of a little bit to learn Chassidus. And La'acha Hakdomus Achodes Bilvad. And after a short time of learning a little bit, Ne'epach Sichlam, the whole way of thinking has been totally changed. I see this all the time. And then they don't know how to hide in embarrassment or shame. Most of them, they're not. That's not a problem. All the ones that are talking against. Mul mitzias pshuta shibab pshuta shenigles l'negenei neem. It's the most obvious and clearest mitzias of a new world that became open before their eyes that they never saw before. And they were only talking about and against, never ever seeing it, never ever learning it, never knowing it. Like most of the things that people have in the world that somebody's against something, they hate somebody because he's a different color, or he's like this, he's like that. You don't know the person. What do you have a shaykhis to the person? That's where it comes from. All of these things with hating and that. You don't know. What they said yesterday was gevayas abdulais, was something that no human being could ever fathom. It's the nyanis, nobody can understand. Now today they're walking around and they can't let go. They can't let go of the kedushas levi. They can't let go of the svasemes. They can't let go. We have the ones that are in between, the ones whose minds are particularly frozen, and hearts are frozen. So they'll say, I'm not learning this because of Hashem. I'm only learning this because it's very svasemes. It's a very chashuv limud. It's a machshav sefer. The svasemes, when he said those tires, do you think the svasemes ever dreamt there's going to be somebody walking around saying that he's majoring in svasemes, machshav svasemes? When the svasemes said that, he was on fire. And the svasemes said that, the whole world could have exploded from the svasemes. And now you have some guys walking around with the svasemes, studying the svasemes. That's not how it was given. So that's a certain type. They eventually come around to. Eventually. Megalim ba'atzmam shemusogi yahadis pshutim shepshutim. Suddenly they discover that basic concepts of Yiddishkeit that they thought that they were living with. Aleihem hishtis haRambam is a yudgim likarim with it. 13 fundamental principles of faith of the Rambam. They realize ha'yu'atzlam ba'avar koi amumim or chayikim and aleihem that was so dim and so far removed from them feeling any of these things. They knew the 13 ikarim. Had no hergish, no feeling for them. The kids said they weren't really maminim. Nechshavu le'inyan, v'lo le'metzias. The 13 ikarim was an inyan, like in the yeshivas. It's an interesting inyan. This is an inyan. So you've got the Bereshit Lamed, the Bereshit Lamed is an inyan. And one is an inyan. Just like Baal Tosef, Mitzvah Babareira, Migai, is an inyan, so the Bereshit Lamed is an inyan. The Bereshit Lamed is an inyan, became an inyan. So suddenly the inyan is not an inyan, the inyan becomes metzias. It's not just an inyan, it's metzias. So when you're talking about the 13 ikarim, it's no longer an inyan in machshava, it becomes a metzias of my life. Achim azman, b'tir libam, over time, as the hearts become more pure, v'shiflusa, of course, the basic, most basic prerequisite is humility. That's when that svasemes guy changes into a svasemes yid. when the professor is Sfas-Emes, when he becomes a chassid of the Sfas-Emes, it's with humility. Without that, it doesn't. Without that, it's he could be the professor, the Sfas-Emes professor, till he dies. To be a chassid is to cross over with humility. Mitaych limud va'akaris kavod Hashem is baruch. Kvayd Hashem chakor davar. To be closer to Hashem, to be an eved Hashem. This karvu lochus zadvarim ki'ikim mitzias chayam. You begin to feel this. My mitzias. This is not an inyan. It's not something I learn during the day, and then I have a different life on weekends and then as manim at night. This is my mitzias. Elokus is my mitzias. Elokus is my life. It's not a subject. It's my life. Isn't that what we want the boys and the girls to feel in yeshiva and in school? Isn't that what we want? Does that sound like something not Jewish? That Yiddishkeit shouldn't be an inyan, but Yiddishkeit should be their mitzvahs. Isn't that the tachlis of Jewish education? That Yiddishkeit should be my child's mitzvahs. Eating, sleeping, breathing, talking, walking. The mitzvahs of my child should be Yiddishkeit, not a subject in between biology and English. Isn't that the tachlis? It should be mitzvahs of who the child is. Kedei lerakech es ha'odem lahavi ledekach, in order to soften the person, to bring him to this, we need the help of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and his Talmidim. Lehe'oz is klei kibbul, to make ourselves into klei kibbul, even to get to that, to be more humble. To have the klei kibbul, to become klei kibbul that are able to receive. La'asherin chilulai, to become the klei kibbul that we can become. Yishma t'chi nafshay. If we listen carefully, our souls will come to life. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to begin next Monday with the Yisayid of Yisayidus, which is going to go very, very well with those who are learning Tanya. We're learning this together, this sugya, of Chachma and Bina, Chassidus L'mayis, and Mitzvah Hashem will begin next week. Shkara.